All right, Silicon Valley entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes is facing the final days of her criminal trial for allegedly defrauding investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars through her defunct blood testing company, Theranos. Yahoo Finance's legal reporter, Alexis Keenan, is in San Jose outside the courtroom. Alexis.
Hi, Brian and Julie. Court is supposed to begin around 9 a.m. Pacific time today. The weather here in San Jose certainly reflects the high stakes. It's cold, it's dreary here, very unusual to go into these high stakes that Elizabeth Holmes is facing. Today marks the day that closing arguments begin. That will start with the government's attorneys. They get the first chance to deliver their narrative, and this is the very last time to make an impression on the jurors. After that will come Holmes' own defense attorney. They'll get the second chance to string together their story and try to impress upon the jurors once again what they should believe about the evidence that was presented during this trial. You can expect prosecutors to say that Elizabeth Holmes knew that she was delivering false and or misleading statements to investors and to paying patients. And you can expect them to say that she did that for the purpose of defrauding investors and patients. Now, we are looking at a line. I hope you can see it behind me here. There are both a throng of media lining up as well as just court enthusiasts going around the block. They're starting to call people into the courtroom now. So we have a little bit of time here before Elizabeth Holmes makes her arrival. But guys, the stakes really high here. And this is a very closely watched trial, particularly for Silicon Valley, as it will likely become somewhat of a mandate for how far founders and CEOs can really push the envelope to sell their products and services. Guys.
Alexis, you mentioned the crowd there of people waiting to go in. I also hear a little shouting behind you. Is there some kind of protester or something as well?
So there may be, and there have been protesters here throughout the trial, not necessarily every day. However, there's also a system where we line up, and this is an equitable courtroom as it goes as far as access to the courtroom, because media has no special place here. We get in line, they call a number, they give us a little card that has the number that has our seat in either the courtroom or the overflow room. So I'll look into that. I'll get back to you. There may be protesters here. There have also been folks here who have been advocates for Elizabeth Holmes. So a really equitable place so far.
All right. Well, stay safe out there. Alexis Keenan, we'll check back with you later.